You'll never hear someone say, "I'm from Dead Horse." It just isn't a place people live. It's a place where people work. People travel to Dead Horse from around the state, country, and world. They go there for anywhere from 2 weeks to 7 months, and they work. About 7 seconds after my feet hit the tarmac at the Dead Horse Airport, I was asked if I knew where I was. "You sure you got off at the right stop?" They don't ever get teenagers there. They get oil workers. When we walked from the hotel to the store, same experience. About 4 or 5 different people pulled over to the side of the road. "What are you doing here? You know there are bears in this area. You know this is Prudhoe Bay, right?" And it's because nobody walks. The streets are made for workers driving big, oversized trucks. We ate at the Dead Horse Hotel cafeteria. Imagine a school cafeteria with unlimited food and a bunch of tired oil workers trying to catch a few minutes of rest. We talked to some of them. Here's what they had to say.
"My name's Elliot Layton. I'm a welder up here for AIC.
This is Red Goodwin. I'm with CCI. I spend my summers in Alaska, and I spend my winters in the state of Washington.
I'm Stephen Camp. I'm from Big Lake, Alaska, and I'm a laborer for Con-Am Construction.
My name is Mariah, and I'm from Talkeetna, Alaska, and I work for Carlisle, and I operate the office. I work a 2-on, 2-off, and so when I come up to work, I work from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and sometimes when we're a little busy, I work past 6 p.m.
My first hitch, I'm doing 4-2.
I'm on a 3-3 now. I was on a 4-2.
2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
I'll work tonight till probably 10, 11 o'clock. Started 4:30 this morning.
Working all day, it depends. Some days it's crazy busy, your phone never stops ringing, and just crazy paperwork, and everybody's in a hurry to get their stuff. And that can get a little hectic and a little tiring, but some days it's kind of mellow, especially in the summer, so it's a give and take.
All are long hours, right? 14 straight days, 12 hours a day, minimum 12 hours. So they're long days, but you know what? You go home for 2 weeks, and you get refreshed. The 8 to 5 is you never really have time off, right? Because Saturday, Sunday, you have 2 days, and then you're right back at it again.
So how does your schedule like work with your family?
All my family lives in Alaska, so it actually makes it easier because I can travel to Kenai or Talkeetna or be in Anchorage for 3-4 days if I want to instead of just a quick weekend.
I don't know. I miss them a lot. I'll tell you that.
I only get to see them half the time, which is unfortunate. And gone a lot.
After we raised our family, I missed the lifestyle. I missed having 2 weeks off every month. So then things have worked out very well for me. I've gotten back into the oil field and been here since 2006.
I like it. I like it because when I'm here, I can just work, eat, sleep. And then when I'm home, I have all my time to just do whatever I want, travel. It's nice.
I personally like it. I'd rather work a bunch and get it over with than work 5 days a week every week of my life.
Love my job. Love the schedule. So that's why I'm here.
It's worth it. You gotta do what you gotta do to survive.
With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Sam Burnett.